Hey, it says we're live.
It was supposed to premiere in 4 minutes or 2 minutes. I don't know.
Maybe it didn't. Well, happy anniversary. This is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope we're live because I have no idea whether or not that button worked. Can everybody know at 5:30 a.m.? I guess it did. I don't know. Anyway, happy anniversary. This is the 365th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I got a little tasty cake. Tasty cakes are from Philadelphia. A little candle in it. I think I should probably blow out the candle at some point in time. They're really good, though. Oh, I think you can buy them online. Anyway, happy anniversary. We're going to do today. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we do talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. But we also have some fun. I'm going to do a Coke experiment. We'll see how it works. Coke and Mentos today. I'll put this right here. Get sticky. Get the Mentos. Got a Coke bottle. We'll see how it goes. My daughter's like, Mom's going to kill you. She'll watch the show. So I don't have to worry about the wife. All right, we blow that candle out so we don't burn the place down. Maybe Coke and Mentos will react to each other. I don't know. So anyway, happy anniversary, everyone. Whole year of doing the show and bringing stuff to the table. What I want to do today is, again, this is our 365th show. Start a little bit before 5:30. So, hey, good morning, Amir. So we're going to get going. We'll get going on time a little early. Tried putting this thing. It was supposed to start it at 5:30 a.m., but I don't know if it did it. Looks like we started about 2 minutes early. I guess good to start early, huh? So what do I got today? Well, we can't do all fun stuff today because that would just be wrong. But, you know, it's like you do some fun at work. Everybody talks about having a when we do Scrum and Agile to build, get closer together. Having that fun allows people to get a little closer. Some people think it's a little more too corny. That's why I don't go too crazy. Some people go a little crazy in what they do. Looks like we got one of our normal visitors. Come on, Bubs. You want to be on the show? Oh, you're the Bubbles. This is the Bubble Cat. She's here for the anniversary show. She's like, I've been in enough shows. I want to be an anniversary show and show off my tail. Woo, my tail. Anyway, so, you know, there's things you can do. You know, whenever we get back together or we'll be working together, you could probably buy one of these little tiny Coke things and do a contest with your team. Who can get the biggest Coke explosion or something like that with some Mentos? And you can do that too. I don't know if our co-host, Mr. Edward, will be joining us or not, but because it's amazing. For the longest time, he was up before me, getting me up at 5 a.m. in the morning to get me into the show. And then he just dropped off. I think he's been doing a day camp. And I think the day camp's tired him out in the heat. So we'll see how that goes. Good morning. Happy anniversary to everybody online. How do I do this? Okay. Good morning. Happy birthday. All right. So let's do some serious conversation here. Let's talk about my Agile Coach Challenge. Something I thought about the other day, I was watching something or reading something. And we're going to do the fortune cookie today, too. So we'll do the fortune cookie. Went over to our local Chinese restaurant, support them so they can stay in business every once in a while and see how that goes. But okay, here's my challenge. And I'm not looking for anything. Here's my challenge for coaches. Is your thinking bottom up or top down as an Agile coach? Are you thinking you give down the instructions in Agile, or is your thinking I'm going to coach from the bottom up? Are you dictating Agile programs to save money, on training, documentation, or report metrics. Just saying, are you teaching everybody the same Agile to save money? Is that necessarily the right Agile approach or what the heart of Agile is? Question for you. Are you serving teams with ideas, possibilities, and opportunities as an Agile coach? Those are the things I always want to do. What are you doing that? Some, I have problems too. I'm not saying I don't have those problems. Are you a firefighter or servant leader or both? Are you always pushing the shoo-ha and rarely getting into re with the teams? Are you always in the it was great. It was an IC Agile video, and the guy is talking about a shoebox. I said, I love the shoebox. Are you always in the shoebox and never getting out of the shoebox? Shoe is where you're teaching basic Agile stuff, and that's all you do. I watch Agile coaches all the time where they just stay in the shoebox all the time. They're just teaching basic Agile and not getting teams in the and repart of Agile is where they really become top performance and really where the Agile coach brings value to the organization. It's not on, what is Agile? How do I do Scrum? Scrum is very simple. Even a blockhead like me can understand Scrum. It's only four ceremonies, right? Sprint planning, daily Scrum, sprint review, and retrospective. There's only four positions. There's three. There's the team. There's the Scrum Master, and there's a product owner. Really easy, not very complicated. It has a time box. It's most places 2 weeks, no more than 4 weeks. 4 weeks is kind of troubling. It's kind of hard to master. It depends how long they're used to. If the company hasn't delivered anything and it takes them years to deliver stuff and you get them to deliver stuff in a month, oh my God, it's amazing. Because I also say too, it all depends on the organizations. Yeah, Scrum won't work here because we take 2 years to deliver stuff. But I would transform an organization from 2 years to maybe a quarter. To me, that's Agile, right? It's not Scrum in the software term perspective, but I could probably do the same thing where if it takes me a quarter from what used to take them 2 years to deliver stuff and I got them down to a quarter, I think that's revolutionary, okay? That is where you're really good at this stuff and you understand the real heart and meaning of Scrum and Agile. So, what do we do first? Those are my challenges, okay? Let me read them off real quick. Bubbles, you're seeing all my stuff, man. All right, my bubbles. Okay, Agile Coach Challenge. Is your thinking bottom up or top down? Are you dictating Agile programs to save dollars on training, documentation, and reporting metrics? In other words, are you making all the teams do the same Agile or Scrum process or SAFe, whatever, so you can save money on teaching all the teams on how to be Agile, right? Yeah, it's a challenge. I thought about that the other day. I said, whoa, that's a doozy. Are you serving teams with the ideas, possibilities, and opportunities? So are you serving them to generate ideas, to work on ideas, work on possibilities, work on opportunities, or are you just like a capacity police, right? A load capacity. You're over capacity, you're load. If your whole conversation is about capacity and load, go back to school on being an Agile coach. Got it? Because that's pretty weak. Anybody can do that. That's like elementary math, man. I bet you my kids could do that. Actually, I probably could. It's just that thing. They're good on the little squares. Are you a firefighter or servant leader or both? So a firefighter is someone who, the way they would get recognition is become when they would save the day. Firefighters are actually good. I don't know. Anyone do? Superhero? You know, instead of being a hero every day, you're a superhero because the team blew up. They don't know what they're doing. You come in and save the day. That's a firefighter. Or you're a servant leader where you're never getting credit. I've transformed whole organizations. Nobody knows I did it. but I know. Are you always pushing the shoebox or shoe and ha and never making it to re in the organization? The idea is to get to re, where you're expanding your thoughts, ideas to make it better, right? Hey, good morning. All right. So that's the geeky techy stuff I got for today. I'm thinking we should do the Agile Fortune Cookie first, because I don't know what's going to happen when I light off. I do have this bucket, so I'll put the bucket here. Hopefully I won't get it on my computer. I'll put that there, and then I'll put the Coke in here. Hopefully it won't fall. Maybe I'll push it down a little bit. I got so much trash back here, though. It's like, what's off camera? Oh, trash. Card. Playing poker card. Oh, my goat. There's my goat. Hey, Bubble Ollie. She steals this goat, and I find it all around the house. You want the goat? Do you want the goat? Here's your goat. Here, you can take the goat. You want your goat? I'll put your goat right there. She woke up when I picked up the goat. She's like, where'd the goat come from? All right, I think we're good. I got an extra pen back here. I don't know. Let's see. How bad is it look? Does it not go bad? No. Okay. So I kind of want to do it like that. Maybe. There we go. Put that over there. There we go. That looks good. I can do that, but you can't see my face. Okay. We'll see how this goes. Maybe I'll really don't remember that there. I don't know. We'll find out. All right. Let's do the Fortune Cookie Friday, or Fortune Cookie. Agile Fortune Cookie. And as we were talking about, are you one of those Agile coaches that are Agile accountants and all you know is the shoebox, right? Ooh, do you have all your fields filled out? Well, let's make sure every field's good because we need that information. Ooh. Like, that's really going to get the teams to become very productive. No, it's not. We do it, but it ain't going to do nothing to the organization. It's for reporting purposes. One day we'll talk about SAFE. So the Agile accountants have sealed the Agile fortune cookie, the words of wisdom, inside a super sealed secret fortune cookie. The fortune cookie says, ready, Bubs? Ready for the fortune? She's like, yeah, I'm ready. Oh, here we go. I always love this stuff. You will be lucky in love. Oh, Bubbles. I don't know. I don't know how that goes in Agile, what the show's about. But you know what? Maybe it must be that I love this stuff and I enjoy it so much that I have just done a whole entire year every day around the 5 a.m., somewhere between 5 and 6, sometimes a little later lately. Because this whole COVID thing, and that's my excuse. But I love this stuff, right? We don't do this stuff just for the job. We do this to help the other teams. If you're a servant leader, here's the thing. If you're a servant leader, you do it for the love of this stuff. You don't do it for accolades. You don't do it for stuff like that. So you will be lucky in love. So maybe I'm lucky that I found my love in Agile. Coaching this stuff. I spent a whole entire year with you all doing 365 episodes, and I volunteer. I think I'm coaching like 5 people for free once a week right now. I don't think I could do any more, but you know, it's like you gotta love it if you're gonna do it, right? So maybe that's what it is. Lucky in love with Agile. Ooh, I like that title. Where's my phone? I'll take a picture of this later, put that up on Instagram. Oh, I should have put my phone and recorded it. Bubbles, do you know where the little thingy is? It would have been a good idea to videotape it. I used to have. I'm going to move everything over here and make a big mess. All right. Apparently, I don't have it. So we're going to do the Mentos. I'm saving this for last because this could be the messiest part of this whole operation. But I do. So hold on for a second. Whoop. Yeah, bubbles. Is that a toy now? There's one. Yep, it's out. I was just a toy with a claw. Ow, that hurts. It's painful. The little claws. Hold on for a second. Let me get my... I have my phone. I had my phone. Oh, it's right here. I definitely don't want it down there getting all covered in Coca-Cola. Let me see if I can find my stand up there. Because I want to record it with my phone.
Oh, perfect. One's here. Ah. Ooh, hello. I'm back. Alrighty.
The one reason why I have everything over here next to me on the couch is so I don't have to get up and get it. Though I should have thought about this one. And I should have made it. Vertical. Got my little stand. A handy little stand. Nothing crazy. I think I bought it at Walmart. I don't need the lighter. Like that. Turn the phone on. Because I got to capture this and put this on like TikTok, right? If I don't put this on TikTok, I've made lighting this stuff off. Be shame on me. So, I'm going to do this. I got to loosen this part up. And going to put this on here. This is live. Ooh, fell off. I had it sitting in there. And it fell. We got to bring it higher. Oh. Yeah. Don't record. Oh. Wow. Apparently there's a recording button. No. Hold on. Okay. Let's see how good this works. All right, we're going to do this. Flip that around because otherwise you see a pile of Lego robotics for my kids. And I got my thing on top. That works out good. And we're going to do the Coca-Cola experiment. I'm a little nutty. I am scared of my wife, though. Going to get this. And I'm going to hit record. All right. We are recording. Sweet. I got my can. I don't want to ruin my cards. They're good. Like that. Let's see. Do it like that a little bit here. Like that. Yeah, there you go. All right. So we're going to do the Coca-Cola experiment. I knew you know my biggest fear. I'm going to put the Coke bottle on here and it's going to fall over. So here we go. I don't have any safety glasses. Maybe I should put my own glasses on. Okay, I got some safety glasses. There we go. All righty. That's what I'm afraid of. All right, we got the Coca-Cola. And I think it's going to fall over. I'm going to make a mess. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah! It worked. I didn't get too bad. Yeah, the little Coke bottles don't go too crazy. We learned that multiple sprints ago in our Coke experiment. It's kind of why I picked this Coke bottle. Because I'm not that dumb. But the nice thing is I had this little tray. Got the reuse stuff. Cool. All right. There you go. Stop that video. And we did it. Yay!
I got Coke everywhere.
Okay.
Coke. A minty
flavored Coke. Actually, my daughter drinks it. She's weird. All right. So with that, give us a thumbs up if you like the show. You know, do my coaching challenge. I challenge all the agile coaches out there with those questions that I had for you. And have a great day. Ring the little bell. You know, we got more stuff. I just put a whole week's of podcasts out there. So the podcasts should be popping up almost twice a day during the week this week. Got more podcasts coming. Got to break up the piece of the show. Still working on how I want to do my coaching engagements. I think I'm going to do audio releases without pictures or just me talking and just crop it just to me. And then the audio exchange between myself and the coachee. But the problem is I like having the coachee's video big on my screen. So I'm looking at them like we were in person. So I don't know if that's going to work, but we'll see. Anyway, have a great day. Enjoy. We're way over the 15-minute mark. We're at 21:09. Ring the little bell if you like the show. Have an awesome day. Enjoy your day. And happy birthday, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Too bad Eddie couldn't do it. He's lost the mojo to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Anyway, have a great day. Take care. And now...